And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
In Rockhampton, you can be the first contender tonight. Good evening.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, not bad. How's your night been, Dan?
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, it's doing a bit of babysitting.
Yeah? Who are you babysitting?
My uncle.
Your uncle?
It's a strange setup, but yeah.
All right. So our question for you, this is our history-themed pop quiz. Which war was the TV show MASH set during?
Korea, yep. And the funny thing is that the TV show went longer than the war.
That is an excellent point, indeed. Okay, thanks for starting us off there, Dan.
And the other thing was that there was one person that was trying to get out of the whole MASH was Corporal Klinger, and he was the only one, him and Alan Alda, were in every episode.
All right, you know your MASH trivia there, Dan, so that was a good question for you. Okay, I want you, this is question two, I want you to name this track from the tiny, and I mean tiny, opening snippet that I'm about to play you, so listen closely. What's that song?
Oh, can I get one more go at it?
You can.
I think it's The Honeymoon Is Over by Nick Cave. But yeah, I don't know what.
No, it most decidedly is not that, I'm afraid, Dan. But thank you for playing.
So.
All right, thanks for the MASH trivia too. Let's go to Janet in Redfern. Greetings, Janet.
Greetings, Suzanne. This is going to be a very short and sweet again. I thought, pop culture. I like pop culture. I know the folks that, and I'm sitting here going,
Let me play it for you again.
Thank you.
Listen closely. I know you know it. You know, you all know it. It's not an obscure song, this one.
Oh, no, I can't get it. I'd just be sitting here for hours going, no. I wish I listen off to Dreamland, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Janet. When you hear it, you go, oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. No. Thanks, Janet. Look, we already have Anna, Joe, Gary, Paul, Jim, Eric, Maria, Sharon, someone without a name, who've all cottoned onto this one very, very quickly. Tommy in Perth. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
I don't know if you're going to know this song. Did you have a listen? Does that sound familiar at all to you?
I don't know, but there's a song, like, I don't know if it sort of sounds like it, by Kiss. It's like I Was Made for Loving You.
Ah, it's not I Was Made for Loving You, no.
It sort of sounds like that bit, you know?
Yeah. You've got to think among the theme too, Tommy. Tonight we've got history and pop culture.
Oh, yeah, they're like mixed around sort of.
So I don't know if that helps at all.
Have a good night.
All right. Thanks very much, Tommy. I look forward. We'll catch up with you next week, see what the latest moves are in the AFL Grand Finals. Bob in Greenacre. Hi, Bob.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Do you want to hear it again or do you think you know?
History Never Repeats.
History Never Repeats by Split Enz. History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. All right, well done, Bob. Was it the clue that gave it to you or did you know anyway?
I think I knew it. I used to do a lot of security work for rock concerts and Split Enz when they first came back from England from their first time over there. I was with them for a couple of months.
So you heard that song a lot?
I, th- I don't know. I don't know whether it was out then, but I liked Split Enz.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there's a connection for you. Now, Bob, question three. Who wrote the 1934 novel I, Claudius, telling the story of the Roman Emperor Claudius from a first-person perspective?
Oh. I remember I, Claudius. It's a television series or a movie or something was done on it. No, look, I don't think I can get it.
Thanks, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Talk to you next time. We have Trevor in Croydon Park. Hello.
Greetings, Suzanne.
Hello. Trevor, who wrote I, Claudius?
I believe it was Robert Graves.
Robert Graves is correct. Well done, Ray in the Bay. You got that. So did Jim and Paul in North Fitzroy and a couple of other people. Okay, Trevor, do you want to sing along for me?
Well, do I have a choice?
Well, no. Depends if you know the next couple of words or not. That might be the challenge here. Okay, I want you to sing the next two historical events from this 1989 song. Okay, here we go.
Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline.
It's not right to see one. The only one that comes to mind is Belgians in the Congo, but that was long before that.
Yeah, it's not the Belgians in the Congo.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Trevor.
Okay, see
you. All right, see you. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Andy in Flory. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Suzanne.
You familiar with the song?
I'm familiar with the song, but my mind has just gone blank on the next two.
I know, it's a big ask, the next two historical events. Okay, let me play it for you again. Maybe it will just come out.
Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline.
My party's over this one.
Not going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. No, party's over, like I said.
All right. Thanks, Andy. All right. Mark in Port Pirie. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. Do you want to have a go at this one?
I do know the song. It's We Start the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song with Billy Joe, but does it go something like this?
Well, I'll play it for you again, and if you can jump in where the music stops, do so.
Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline.
It wouldn't be the chorus. We thought.
It's not the chorus. You need, I want the next two historical events.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know.
All right, thanks, Mark. Well done, Connie. You are the first person on the SMS who can name the next two historical events in the song. If you would like to play, actually, the lines are all free, right? Oh, not all free. They're all taken up right now. Oh, no, one's come free. Hop on. Justin.
G'day, Suzanne. How are you?
G'day, Justin. All right. You familiar with this track?
Yes, I am. And it's Dylan Bergen, England's Got a New Queen.
No, that's not it either.
No.
Oh, yes, that is.
Because I danced to it was at my end of school formal with my mum, which was embarrassing enough for me. No, that was so funny because we had that song at the end and the students had to pick someone, and one of the rules was we had to dance with our parents, and my mum came, and yeah, I'm never dancing with my mum again.
Oh.
Because she made me so embarrassed, I literally left the school just to get away from it.
Oh, no. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully you could dance again with her now and it wouldn't feel embarrassing. Anyway, Justin, no, it wasn't, I think you said Bacon Reagan Palestine, but not that. That's not it. Okay. Aaron's got it. So does Mella. So does Trent. Eric, not quite. Adam in Footscray, that's the one. All right, who's up? Glenn in Frankston. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Suzanne, how are you?
Can you give us the next two historical events if I play it for you?
Oh, I think I know it.
Okay, let's see what happens. Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock,
Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline. Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, but you said that, not sung it. Do you want to give it some?
Oh, I apologise, Suzanne. It's quite like it not, but I'm more than happy to sing it for you and the listeners.
Okay, let's go again. Okay, give it some oomph. Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate,
punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline. Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan.
Very nice. That is indeed the answer. Here it is when Billy Joel does it. Birth control, Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline. Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan. Great song, that one. I just love that
very
song, good. Glenn.
Very iconic, yes.
Yes. Okay, so this is our history-themed pop quiz. So it's all about history in popular culture. So question five is this. Who starred as Gandhi in the 1982 film of the same name?
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley is correct. Question six, I want you to identify this historical film from its final line.
Shoot straight, you bastards. Don't make a mess of it.
Do you recognise that, Glenn?
Yeah, great movie. Another example of the Englishman doing the bad thing to us. Oh, that'd be Breaking My Rant. So I could say that loud and positive and I thought that in my head.
Yes, Glenn, that is the correct answer. That is Breaking My Rant. And the,
I shouldn't get political, I apologise.
The very iconic last line from that. Okay, question seven for you, Glenn. Who is the Queen of England during the events of the TV show Bridgerton?
I was watching a documentary and I think her tonight, was it Queen Victoria?
It was not Queen Victoria.
Oh, good. Three questions. I'm happy with that. Lovely voice, Suzanne.
All right. Thanks so much, Glenn. Thanks for your singing. Very much appreciated. Karen in Altona Meadows. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Karen, who was the Queen of England in the events of the TV show Bridgerton?
I don't know. I say Queen Elizabeth I.
It is not Elizabeth I.
Oh, well.
Okay, thanks, Karen. Bye. This is going to be the one for the people who watch Bridgerton. George in Lakemba, is Bridgerton your thing?
I haven't really watched it that much. I mean, there's a lot of bodice ripping, I know. Seems to happen with very attractive people. So is this why you watch it, Suzanne?
I watch it for the storylines, George.
Oh, also Outlander, I believe you watch it for the history there, do you?
I very much watch that for the history. I have never watched that for a scantily clad man in a kilt, never.
Oh, really?
George, who is the Queen of England in the events of the TV show Bridgerton?
Well, I do know it has like an alternative history and it's a Regency period. So I think it's George III and the Queen Charlotte.
You are correct. It is Queen Charlotte, the wife of George III, George.
Yeah, I'm an expert on Georges in historical.
Right. Okay. Okay, let's get on to question eight. I'm going to play you a TV show theme. I want you to tell me which show it was. After the night, when I wake up, I see what tomorrow brings. What show is that, George?
Oh, dear. I think it's... I've heard it somewhere, but it's not a show I think I watched much, if I were at all. I think it's one of those kind of crimey kind of... either something like The Wire or possibly something... I think it's Treme. I don't know for sure. I'll just take a look. So there's a history, obviously, component to it. So I'm just trying to think if that gives me any kind of clue. Yeah, it's probably going to be very obvious once I hear it, but it's not something I think I've heard very much. So what's a good history show? I can't even think of one.
Come on, George.
Okay. Trying to think of a good, something historical. But it sounds American, so...
Okay, George, you've got 5 seconds to give me an answer.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. So,
George.
Yeah. No, but it's not coming to me. Sorry, I think I'll have to retreat from the field.
Okay, bye, George. Who knows? A few of you on the SMS, Bobsled, Robin, Ray in the Bay, brilliant show, says someone, Frankie Mount Evelyn, Greg in Torquay, Ross in Scoresby has it. Julie says that what was the name of the singer of the first song question? That was Split Ends with History Never Repeats, that little clue was too. Okay, who knows the TV show that was the theme to? It is a historical TV show. Hello, Mario.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you want to hear it again or do you know it?
No, nothing's happening.
Okay. Do you want to have a guess at any kind of TV show about some aspect of history?
No, you said it was, hang on, it is an English queen.
Oh, no, we're well past the queen questions, the question about Queen Charlotte. No. Now I'm after the TV show theme. I'll play it again for you and everyone else, Mario. Okay, that's the theme song to what TV show?
Well, I'll never get that one. I'll pass.
You'll pass. Thanks, Mario.
Thank you.
Okay, well, look, the lines were completely full about 10 minutes ago. Now they are approaching empty. If you do know what show this was the theme to, please give me a call, 1-300-800-222. Here's David in Mount Waverley. Laureate, poet laureate, Limerick laureate. Gosh, I'm confused, David.
Look, join the club, yeah. Suzanne. Join the club.
All right. Do you know what this show is? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. And I'm going to save you a lot of time and effort and say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good night.
Good night, David. Joe in Mudgee.
Okay, Suzanne, how are you going?
Yeah. Well, did you watch this show? Do you know what it is?
I don't think so. Could you play it to me again?
I can play it for you again. Joe, what does that conjure up images of?
Very, very little, to be honest, Suzanne. Sound like a very dodgy version of Game of Thrones, but that's going to be right, is it?
It is. I don't think you'd call it a dodgy version of Game of Thrones, although I see what you're saying. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Suzanne.
All right, good to chat with you. Here's Ziggy on the road. Hey, Ziggy.
Hey, how you going?
Well, are you someone who knows what this is?
Oh, no, you've really got me. It's actually not familiar at all. It's not ringing any bells. But if I had to, I mean, it's got a bit of sort of monks, sounds like monks or something religious. I feel like it'd be something sort of church related or to do with monks, and there's a bit of reverse sounding vocally thing going on there, so I'm almost I'm thinking some kind of like exorcist. If it was film, I'd say the exorcist, but I got nothing. I've got absolutely nothing.
Oh, Ziggy,
I was like, I thought David would come through there before me and sort it out, but I'm going to have to just let you down because I can't even just guess. I got nothing. I'm coming up trumps.
I will let you go, but I'll tell you this, Ziggy, there is definitely a priest in it.
Yeah, so, I'm not surprised. It's got those vibes. It's got those vibes.
Thanks, Ziggy. Okay, now I think, hang on, no, we've been to Joe. Now I think we're into the people who must have rung up because they knew the answer. So let's see if Kathy in Melbourne has watched this show. Kathy, hello.
Hi, I think it's Vikings.
It is Vikings, Kathy. Yes. You were a fan of the show?
It was great. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Well, I think it was good for about, I don't know, 3 seasons. Did you watch it right to the end?
Oh, it was so long ago, I can't actually remember how it ended up.
That's right. But there was an Australian, Travis Fimmel, who played pretty well the lead character of Ragnar Lothbrok, the Viking.
That's right. Yeah. And he did it very well.
He did. Right, Kathy, we are now on to question 9 in our history-themed pop quiz tonight. And then tomorrow you get a pop culture-themed history quiz. Question 9, which historical 1992 film tells the story of a group of American female baseball players during World War II?
Jeepers. I can picture it's got Gina Davis in it. I can't remember the name of it.
Well, thank you for getting Vikings for us, Kathy.
Thank you.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Denise on the Gold Coast. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hello.
I can see it too, but I can't think of the name of it. Dumped me this one. I'm out for tonight.
All right. Thanks for you, Denise. Let's talk to Leonie on Hindmarsh Island of all places. Hello, Leonie.
Hi, how are you?
I went on school camp to Hindmarsh Island in year 4 and rode a Clydesdale.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, still lovely. It's still lovely, except the Mozzies are massive at the moment. So I don't know if that was happening when you were here.
I think we went during winter.
Yes, that's the time.
Yeah. What, you still get the school camps going to Hindmarsh Island?
Yeah, we do. At Narnia or Nanu or something. I can't remember. But anyway.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Okay, yeah. So I'm after the 1992 film that tells the story of a group of American female baseball players during World War II.
No, I don't know that one.
All right,
no.
A negative from you too. Thanks, Leonie.
Bye.
All right, Annette's got it, Harry's got it, Mella's got it, Tanya's got it, Jim's got it, Tess has it, Maria has it, Ray in the Bay has it. Ross, you've got one word slightly wrong, but basic. Sorry, the old autocorrect, goodness me, Jim in Campbelltown, was that your first attempt is quite humorous there. Okay, let's talk to Carmel from Rocky River. Hi, Carmel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Now, Carmel, the 1992 film that tells the story of a group of American female baseball players during World War II.
I couldn't help you there. But by gee, I couldn't imagine people not watching Vikings. That's what I rang up for.
All right.
It was a fabulous series.
It was, wasn't it?
It was, literally.
All right, thanks, Carmel.
Sorry, I can't help you.
No, that's all right. Look, I took you from Vikings straight to baseball, so not everybody's living in a world where those two things connect automatically. Murray in Subiaco, greetings.
Yes, I was actually phoning up about Ragnar and his mob, but I'll say about Tom and his mob with A League of Their Own.
It is A League of Their Own. That's right. Madonna was in it along with Gina Davis. I think Rosie O'Donnell was in it too.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Okay, so we're keeping some of the regular elements of our pop quiz. So now we have...
Name the soundtrack.
Okay, I'm going to play you a little montage of music that was on the soundtrack to a film. It was from the 1950s, this film. So have a listen and remember there's a historical element to it. Oh, sounds dramatic, Murray. What is that from the soundtrack to?
It definitely sounds like sword and sandals material. So, Ben-Hur?
Nice work. It is Ben-Hur. Spot on with the old sword and sandals there. Question 11 in our pop quiz tonight. In the film Schindler's List, what is the only item not portrayed in black and white?
The little girl's red dress.
It's not a dress.
But it is red.
But it's not a dress.
Okay.
Sorry, Murray.
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for playing tonight. Here's Jeffrey in Dulwich Hill. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Well, in the film Schindler's List, what's the only item not portrayed in black and white?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. A dress?
Well, we just had a dress and it was the wrong answer. He said the little girl's dress.
Oh, okay.
So you can try something else.
Okay. Her hat.
It's not a dress. It's not a hat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Ross in Perth. Hello, Ross.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Yes, not bad. In the film Schindler's List, what's the only item not portrayed in black and white?
Red shoes?
It was not red shoes.
Okay.
We kind of have covered her entire wardrobe before we know it. Yes, Frank in Mount Evelyn. Yes, Susan in Hobart. Yes, Annette in Perth. Rom in Malvern. Harry in the Bay. You've all got the correct item. Shannon in Caboolture. Oh, I don't want to click on you. Okay, there you go. Hi, Shannon.
You got me now?
I do.
Hi, how are you?
In the film Schindler's List, Shannon, what's the only item not portrayed in black and white?
Best movie ever. It's a little red coat.
It's the coat, not the dress, the hat or the shoes. It is the red coat that is worn by the little girl. That's right. Okay, this is a history-themed pop quiz tonight, Shannon. Now, what I want you to do is sing the next line of this song for me, and then I want you to tell me who this verse in this song is about. So I'll give you the lead-in.
Early morning, April 4. Shot rings out. In the Memphis sky.
Yes.
Free at last. Then I took your life, but I could not take your pride.
And who's it about?
Martin Luther King.
Nice work. Yes, here it is.
Early morning, April 4. Shut rings out.
Yeah, so that was U2's In the Name of Love, and they were singing that particular verse about Martin Luther King. Nicely done, Shannon.
I've been to three of their concerts.
Okay, you're a big fan then.
Very much so. I used to work for Amnesty International, and I was very lucky enough to get some tickets. So
wonderful. Was that here in Australia? You saw them all those times?
Yes. Yeah, in Sydney. Yeah.
Wow. I saw them once in Adelaide in 1993, I think. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. They are great.
In fact, Shannon, the conversation we're going to have at the end of next hour, it's part of our Rooms That Rock series, and it's about live venues all around the world. And we're going to go visit a place in Toronto where you two played really before they anyone knew who they were. Apparently the tickets were $5, but they didn't even have enough songs to do a full set. And they had to play, I think, I Will Follow. They had to play it twice when they clapped back onto the stage.
How cool.
That is cool. Right. Question.
Oh, can I just quickly say the yesterday at breakfast in Brisbane, this one person was saying that down the street they had this little girl come down in the 90s at the entertainment centre, and then got a signature from a person and said, look what I got, a signature from this Taylor Swift person. And it was, yeah, it wasn't, no one knew her at that time.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was really funny, yeah.
Oh, just back on Schindler's List, Tony in Ballina says, I visit a nursing home. It has an elevator labelled Schindler. I call it Schindler's Lift. That's very good. Okay, now, as we still have many of the elements of our regular pop quiz, you cannot escape the Shakespeare question.
To answer correctly or incorrectly, the Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question.
Okay, Shannon, the question is this. Shakespeare.
Every time I call.
Oh, sorry. Shakespeare was renowned for his history plays, many of them featuring English monarchs. Which English monarch, who is the subject of a Shakespeare play, was chronologically first to sit on the English throne?
I have no idea. You've got to be kidding me. If my mother was here, she'd laugh at you. Right.
Laugh at you or laugh at me or laugh at you? Laugh
both.
At me. Okay.
No, she'd laugh at me for she'd say, yeah, right, Shannon, yeah. Probably, let's say, just Charles the First and be done with that.
No, it's not Charles the First.
I might call you next week.
Okay, thanks, Shannon. Very nice to chat. Greg in Torquay says, lol, I've been waiting for that. Do you mean the Shakespeare question, Greg, to see what I would do with it? Okay, who's going to know the answer to this one? This might be the toughest question of the night. You never know. It might have us stuck for a while, but let's see. Will in Gerringong, good evening.
Howdy.
Hi, Will. We are on the Shakespeare question, and because it's a history-themed pop quiz tonight, I want to know which English monarch, who is the subject of a Shakespeare play, was chronologically the first to sit on the English throne?
Henry V?
It's not Henry V, no. Okay, but we can rule that out. Thank you, Will. Someone's got it. It's Annette in Perth. You're the only person so far, Annette, who has figured this one out. If you know, or you'd like to just get in line to have a guess, 1-300-800-222 is our number. Good evening, Zoe. If I can, look, the clicker doesn't want to click. There you are,
hello.
Zoe. Hello.
How are you?
Zoe, which English monarch who is featured in a Shakespeare play was the first to sit on the English throne?
Oh, God. I'm just going to say William.
No, not William.
I didn't think so.
Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
All right. I am going to need your help, those of you who are clever enough to know this. Bobsledge, you've got it. Frank in Mount Evelyn, you've got it. Ed in Perth, you also have it. So if you do know, 1300 800 222.
This week on Landline, the Simpson Desert Park Ranger retiring after 30 years.
I'm so proud of the uniform and what it represents to Queensland. It's the ultimate for me. Get the job with the National Parks has given me the freedom to talk about my cultural heritage, to talk about my people in the desert.
That's Landline Sunday 12:30 on ABC TV and streaming on ABC iView.
Well, Jane from Homebush has this too. What about Anne-Marie in North Ringwood? Hi, Anne-Marie.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. Mm. I was thinking Henry V, so and then I was thinking of William. I'm going to say, I'm tossing up between two. Henry III.
It's not Henry III, no.
Oh, sorry. Probably the other one I was thinking of.
Well, I don't know. What's the other one you were thinking of?
George the First.
Okay, well, I'll help everyone and say it's not that either.
Ah, well, help someone else maybe.
Exactly. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Take care.
Okay, bye. We have Noah in Western Australia ready to have a go at it. Hi, Noah.
Hi.
Okay, I'm after the English monarch who is a subject of a Shakespeare play who was chronologically first to sit on the English throne.
Well, I think Queen Elizabeth the First.
It is not Queen Elizabeth the First.
All righty.
Okay, thanks. Thanks to you, Noah. We have Vicky in Geelong who's going to have a go at it as well. Hop on the lines. We might be well getting this. If you've got an idea, 1300 800 222. Harry in the Bay, you've got it. Okay, Vicky, what do you think?
George the Eighth.
No, I don't even think we have a George the Eighth, Vicky. So not that one.
Okay.
All right, thanks for having a go. Okay, it's not Henry the Third. It's not Henry the Fifth. It's not Charles the First. It is not Elizabeth the First. I don't think Shakespeare did a play about old Lizzie the First. He wouldn't have done one about Charles the First. He did a lot of Henrys. Maybe it's not a Henry. Let's see if Terry can get it. Hey, Terry.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Who do you think this is? The English monarch who is the subject of a Shakespeare play who was chronologically first to sit on the English throne.
Was it Richard the Third?
It was not Richard the Third.
Oh. Have a great night.
All right. Is this too hard, everybody? I need you to ring in and answer it now. I know I could have made it super easy, but I thought, no, if we're doing history and Shakespeare, I'll try to make it challenging. But if you do know it, I need you. Yeah, Nancy, you've got it too. Let's see if Judy in Glen Innes has, but then 1300 800 222. Okay, Judy, sending good vibes in the hopes that you've got this. Hello.
Hello. King Richard.
It's not, well, I mean, there are several Richards, but.
Richard Lyon.
Let's just rule out all Richards, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, it's not a Richard.
Well, I don't know then, thanks.
It's not a Richard and it's not a Henry. Okay. What other names are there that you could figure out who have been English monarchs also featured in Shakespeare plays? Tracy. Hello, Tracy in Redcliffe.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this? Who is this English monarch featured in a Shakespeare play? You know, the title of a Shakespeare play, who was the first chronologically to sit on the English throne?
King Lear.
No, it is not King Lear. Thanks, thanks to you too, Tracy. Now, it's a real English monarch. So, you know, we don't want a Hamlet or, you know, anyone who didn't really exist. This is definitely someone who existed, who sat on the English throne that Shakespeare wrote a play about. Okay, Paul in Western Australia.
G'day, how you going?
Which king was this?
I'm going to say Henry VIII.
I've already said it's not a Henry and it's not a Richard.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to have another go then?
Oh, okay. I'll say Elizabeth the Fourth.
It's not Elizabeth the Fourth. Thanks, Paul.
We know such thing.
Okay. John in Denniston. Hey, John.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good morning. Who is this king?
Paraphrasing, King me. King John.
Took me a moment to figure out what you were saying. Yes, it was King John. He doesn't have to be a first because there were never any more of him. It's just King John.
That's right. Well, after everything that was done with and around him, I don't think anyone wants to be associated with the name ever since.
That's right. Not renowned as one of the best, was he? Kind of agreed to the Magna Carta and then kind of tried to walk back on some of the things he'd agreed to?
That's right, and lost the crown jewels in the they were going across a marsh or something or whatever, and the tide came in and they lost the crown jewels.
Yeah, not a great record. Okay, question 14, John. I want you to sing the next line of this Australian crawl classic. There are some historical figures that you will be singing about. Like Scott of the Antarctic, they scamp too far away. Russians up in
crap.
No, that is not the next line.
You're correct. It is not the next line.
You got anything?
No chance I could hear it again.
Do you think you'll be able to sing it? Do you think it's going to come to you? I mean,
I'll be honest. No, I don't think so. But it was just giving me another bit more time to think. But anyway, no.
All right.
Paul pass.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, John. Bobsled. Always nice to hear from you IRL there, bobsled.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Mm.
Okay. I'll let you do some singing. Like Scott of the Antarctic, they scamp too far away. Russians up.
Such an ordinary way to start the day. I'm only making that up. She don't like that kind of behavior.
No, no, no. We needed the historical figures.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't know what, so I thought I'd try something.
No, no. I mean, I try to distract me.
And,
that's fine.
And King John's long gone, and that's why I rang up.
Thanks,
very
Bob.
Long gone.
Thanks, thank Bob Sled.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, Matthew, you've got it. Jeff in Hornsby, you've got it too. Jason in Port Kennedy. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Susan. How you doing?
Well, okay, let me play it. And if you need to name me some historical figures when you're doing your sing-along at the end of it. Like Scott of the Antarctic, up beneath the
Arctic. Birkin, Wills and Camels, initials in the tree, I think it is. Like Scott of the Antarctic, they scamp too far away. Up beneath the Arctic, the Birkin, Wills and Camels,
Well done, Jason. Yes, it was Burke and Wills and the Camels. Okay.
I thought listening to Australian Crawl could get you an answer on the quiz.
There you go. Okay, now I'm not sure if I should ditch a couple of questions so we can get onto the hard montage, but I like all of these questions. So, okay, I'll ask two more, and then we'll do the hard montage, and I'll save the others for another time. Okay, in Red Gum's song, I Was Only 19, Jason, the people of which town lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay?
No. I've got two in mind, and I know I'm going to say the wrong one. One begins with T and one begins with S.
Well, you just take a pick and put it on the line.
Townsville.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah.
Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us a young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19.
Nicely done, Jason. Okay, I'm going to make this next one the final regular question, and then we'll get into the hard montage. This one could well take us a while. It is potentially challenging or potentially quite easy. Depends. Okay. Many actors, Jason, have played the role of Elizabeth I over the years. I'm going to play you a little montage. I want you to tell me the four actors who are playing her in the various scenes.
That's heresy indeed.
No, Your Grace, this is common sense, which is a most English virtue.
I've written a poem.
Madam, I'm honoured.
When the night is dark and the dogs go bark.
The Queen of England does not attend exhibitions of public lewdness, so something is out of joint. Look at you. Because a gentleman once glanced at you, does it entitle you to come into my presence dressed like an indecent hedge drab? Take it off, you shameless baggage.
An indecent hedge drab. That is a great insult, isn't it, Jason?
You know, you could have asked me anything at all, but this question.
Okay, did you recognise any of the actors playing Elizabeth I?
I think I know she played a queen, but I don't know if it's Elizabeth I, but Dame Judi Dench.
Judi Dench is one of them, yes. She's the third Elizabeth.
I haven't got a clue on the others. I'm sorry. I'm not, yeah.
All right. Sorry, I will. That's great. Jason, you got Burke and Wills for us, so thank you very much for that. Dale in South Perth. Hey, Dale.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
All right, can you advance us any more Elizabeths?
Yeah, you just stole my thunder. I was thinking there's Judi Dench in there.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I just say Happy Father's Day to John over in Bundaberg?
Please
and
do.
All the fathers out there, may you all have a happy Father's Day. I was just trying to rack my brain who else has played the Queen just like the other fella. I'm not sure if thing, but I'm... The other name that popped in my head was Glenn Close, but I'm not sure if she's ever played the Queen.
No, none of them are Glenn Close.
No worries. And can you tell me who was the King?
That was King John.
Oh, great. Yeah. No worries.
Hey, thanks, Dale. Let's see. Yeah, Karen's got two. Jim in Campbelltown's got three. Morgan, you know where to find the second one, but you haven't got the name for me. Let's see. Gary in Tintinara. Hey, Gary.
How are you this morning?
Can't complain.
Can I just quickly say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there?
You can.
and I've got no idea with the Queens. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Gary. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. We have, we've got a like preview hard montage before the hard montage here. Charlie and Mount Druitt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You've got a montage before a montage.
Yes. All right. We're running out of time. Do you have any of the other? No, no. Tell me the answers if you have them, Charlie. Because
I haven't got them, but can I quickly say that The Edge and Bono walked into a bar and the barman said, "I'm not you two again." Did you get that?
Yeah. Am I meant to get it?
Oh,
you two again. Yes, I knew I'd heard it. I knew it.
Sorry, I was a bit...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Head over your head.
Wasn't... It was. I was, just wasn't quick enough, Charlie. All right, you don't have a clue, so I will let you go. Okay, who can help with all these Elizabeths? And if once we've solved the Elizabeths, then we'll do the hard montage. So it's challenging, nightlifers, but I know you can do it.
Yes, heresy indeed.
No, Your Grace, this is common sense, which is a most English virtue.
I've written a poem.
Madam, I'm honoured.
When the night is dark and the dogs go bark.
The Queen of England does not attend exhibitions of public lewdness. So something is out of joint.
Look at you. Because a gentleman once glanced at you, does it entitle you to come into my presence dressed like an indecent hedge drab? Take it off, you shameless baggage.
Hello, Fran and Logan.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know who the actors are who were playing Elizabeth I there? We did already know that
I know
Judy Dench.
It's, okay. Cate Blanchett, Helen Mirren, Judy Dench and Glenda Jackson, but I don't know if that's the order.
Oh, they are not the four. You got Cate Blanchett. It's not Glenda Jackson. And who did you say the last person? It's not Helen Mirren.
Even though those four have all played Elizabeth the First, okay.
A lot of people have played Elizabeth the First. Yeah. Okay. Well, you got Cate Blanchett for us.
Oh. And Judy Dench from someone before. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Fran. Morgan, you know the second one. Quite a few of you do know the fourth one as well. Yeah, Jim and Campbelltown, why don't you give us a call? You've got them all. Otherwise, we could be here for a long time. Hello, Pandora.
Hello, Stan. How are you?
I'm well. All right. Well, now you know it's not Glenda Jackson. It's not Helen Mirren. Who are those two?
I don't know who Glenda Jackson is, so it doesn't really upset me at all.
Okay. Can you advance us?
I'm hoping so. So we've got Cate Blanchett, which has already been got.
Yeah.
The second one is from Blackadder the Second, and it's Miranda Richardson.
That is right. It is Miranda Richardson.
And she's also in Ab Fab. She's one of those ones that hangs in all those sort of shows. She's cool. Okay. And I am praying
you've got this, Pandora.
I have a feeling, and it's just because I finished a book about Bette Davis.
Betty Davis. Yes. Ah, thank goodness.
No, I just finished a book about Joan Crawford and Betty Davis and their rivalry the whole way through. It was quite scandalous and interesting, just how it went the whole way through their careers.
Excellent. Well, that was good timing for you because you helped that one. So now this means you can have a go at the actual hard montage if you can get this.
I thought that was the hard montage.
I know. I ended up putting two in tonight. Okay, here we go. If you can get this, then you are the winner of the pop quiz. Okay, what I'm after tonight, Pandora, are four things that are old. Four things that are old.
Walked in here off the dirty mile, swaggered in with a prison style.
Back with my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called of me.
Take a thunder from the mountain, take a lightning from the sky. I'm gonna hear her play a tango.
Oh, four things that are old. If anyone else knows it, hop on the phones now. I've only got Pandora right now, 1-300-800-222. I've only got you. I'm relying on you, Pandora.
I wouldn't rely on me that much. Okay. Old-time rock and roll, I think, is the last one.
Yes.
Creedence Clearwater is the third one, but I'm just trying to... Old something down the road. But I know it's Creedence. Can you play it for me again if I'm the only one here?
Have a go at the other two. I do have someone's about to join you on the line.
Oh, so I'm not lonely anymore.
No.
There were two country songs and I'm not good in that. The old, the old stables or the old ranch or something. The old ranch.
All right.
No, the Black Hills of Montana. I don't know.
Oh, no. We'll have to let you go there, Pandora. But no, you started us off. There was definitely old time rock and roll.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thanks. And thank you for getting the Queen Elizabeth the question. Very much appreciated. Chris from the Pilbara. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Walked in here off the dirty mile, swagging in with a prison style.
Back with my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called to me.
Take a thunder from the mountain, you take a lightning from the sky.
I'm gonna hear her play a tango.
1-300-800-222. If you can solve the hard montage, you'll be the winner tonight. Okay, what have you got, Chris? We've got old time rock and roll. What else is old?
I'm out. Definitely, it's old man down the road with Creedence.
Yeah, but, it's old man down the road. It's actually John Fogerty, not Creedence.
Oh, John Fogerty. Yeah, sorry, that's correct. Yeah, Bob Seger with old time rock and roll. The other two. So we're going old, are we?
That's the theme. What are the four things that are old?
Old mayor.
Nah. All right.
No. <I didn't. laughs> Thank you, mate.
All right, Chris. You were a little bit further there, but you haven't managed to go all the way yet. Hopefully the next caller will figure out what the rest of the old things are. Let's talk to Paul. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Suzanne.
Okay. What's left that's old?
Well, the first one is Dan Sultan, Old Fitzroy.
Old Fitzroy.
The second one is the band, the Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Yep.
The third one is John Fogerty, Old Man Down the Road. And the fourth one is Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Paul, you are the winner of our history-themed pop quiz tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you.
Very well done.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.